Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
I got great Would You Rathers.
Would you rather have a pet bird that swears or a pet monkey that smokes? Would you rather get punched in the face or tossed in a pond? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We will get to some Would You Rathers in a moment. Hashtag Dork Minute, 1045. I'm sorry, 1145. And Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. So stay tuned for it. But quickly, Tony in Wakefield is waiting patiently with a suggestion for the official Jones and Keith standings, which are pretty much just the AFC standings.
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close, but yeah. A lot of math went into it. Go ahead, Tony.
So, hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
This is my thought. Maybe you weight the victories by home wins or away wins. Like, maybe you add a point if you win a game away. And, again, I guess the wash for the Pats is, and if you lose a game at home, you subtract one additional point.
Got
so that's
it.
All I got to say, guys.
Okay,
great
love
show,
it.
And I'm off.
Well, thank you, Tony. Well,
very good, Tony.
You know what? Right to the point. I wanted to ask him, but he was already
sweet.
Pulling the ripcord there.
He was done.
Were we still factoring in good teams or just home and away?
Home
it
and
sounded
away.
Like just home and away.
All right, hear me out on this.
Yep.
Half point.
I like this.
So you throw an extra half point.
I was
point
hoping you were going to say
for being
that.
A road warrior.
Good.
So the Pats have a bunch of road wins, so they would gobble up a few more
how
points.
How many points do you get for losing at home, though? Losing half point?
You lose half point.
Losing half points.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now you have no home field advantage.
Wouldn't the Patriots still be the same, though?
Because yes,
their two losses were at home.
I'll tell you what, after the hours flushed down the toilet on this, I'm guessing it would all net out pretty much the same.
Probably.
Is my guess.
Yeah.
That's just my personal guess on that.
I think we kind of nailed it, though, overall. Listen, we didn't go in being like, this is what the result's going to be.
No, we don't go in with a bias.
Thank you.
We go in with a simple formula.
And let the numbers talk.
Some say too simple. And yeah, we let the numbers talk. That's exactly what we did.
Some would say the numbers sang.
So we'll have those up at Jones and Keefe in short order. The official Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings, which are not the actual standings. They're close.
Mm-mm.
But they are not the actual standings.
Yeah, you're on notice, Chargers. Basically, it was just a shame. The Chargers, as it turns out, they're the one
well,
team.
Well, no,
that's
I
worse.
Mean, people in Houston are celebrating.
They
imagine
no.
people,
well,
people in Houston
had to get propped up in order to push somebody else down.
People
that's
in Houston,
all we learned.
I think are feeling good about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do we have for Would You Rathers today, Bill?
Would you rather have Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson?
Whoo, college teammates. I would say these are the two best receivers.
I believe when I answered this in the offseason, I said Chase. You kind of you didn't like that answer when I gave that answer.
I said Jefferson.
Yeah.
I believe at the time. Both are dealing with not ideal quarterback play as of right now.
Correct.
I think I'll still take Jefferson.
I think I'll
he
still take
spit
Chase.
On anybody.
Well, that's really the only thing I'm hesitating thinking about.
Spit on another man.
Yeah, but he had a brilliant
he had two good defenses. One, didn't do it. Two, if I meant to do it, you'd know.
I think he had a brilliant appeal case. I mean, you got to give it to him. That was very creative.
Yep.
You're sticking with Jefferson, though?
I'm going to go with Jefferson. Yeah.
What happens when Jefferson snaps and kills J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. I mean, he's trending on
having... He might spit on his own quarterback. Yeah. He might spit on a teammate.
He's having his worst season.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you do have to give this to Chase. Chase is producing without Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Flacco throws to him every play, and he won't be doing that this weekend.
He does.
But Chase, for a time anyway, was producing without Burrow. Without Burrow, yeah.
Yeah, no, Chase is, what, third in the league in receiving yards. Jefferson's seventh, you know, and it's...
Oh, so that's shocking. He's seventh right now.
Seventh in yards.
Wow.
Now, he's
carried by two very good games.
Yeah, he's also...
And were they both Wentz games?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's only had two touchdowns, which is really low for
but
him.
But in fairness to him, like I'm propping up Chase because he's doing that now with Flacco. I mean, he was producing last year with Darnold, who we all think stinks, although he's propping up JSN.
Yeah, I think it's close. I think they truly are neck and neck for like who the best receiver is. Although, a couple other guys knocking on that door, too. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I mean,
maybe Puka.
He's having the best year.
Yeah.
And he had an unbelievable finish to last year. I would have him probably cut below those two guys. Puka's a good one. I still have Lamb up there, but Lamb's kind of had a wild year.
Do you know what Smith and Jigba is trending towards?
I believe he's on pace for 2,000 yards.
Just
season,
under.
Right?
Yeah. His pace right now is 1948.
And like some of those games, the Seahawks don't throw in the second half.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
I mean, not this past weekend, but some of those games where they're blowing people out. I mean, Darnold basically doesn't throw after halftime.
Yeah, he's having a nice
So I would go with Chase. You go with Jefferson. Yep. Okay. Yep. Agree to disagree on that one. What else, Bill?
Would you rather have an NFL game on Thanksgiving morning or Thanksgiving night?
Oh. I guess night.
I think morning.
Night.
Morning, I said. I would rather. The night game always kind of stinks, first of all, but even take that out of it.
But, like, London games stink.
But yes, however, I'm just talking about the day. Most people have the day off. And if you're cooking all morning, I think it's good to have something on and it's like a game is on rather than like waiting until 12.
What if you're driving though? Now you're missing the game because you're driving somewhere.
Maybe get there, maybe plan ahead of time. Maybe get there earlier. I
mean, teams can be playing at 10 o'clock in the morning.
People don't want you showing up at 9 o'clock in the morning at their house for Thanksgiving.
But then you might be
driving.
They're cooking,
they're getting ready.
But then maybe, or same logic, you'd be driving on the way home and you miss the night game, or you're just too sleepy. You've had so much turkey, so much eggnog.
I
you're
don't
just so sleepy.
I don't typically mind sleeping through that game. I don't typically mind that.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a game on.
I might sleep through the 4 o'clock game.
If you have a 9:30 game on Thanksgiving,
yeah, I would never.
It
want
would
that.
Line up that, perfectly.
I would never ever want that.
The
night
Macy's
game.
Parade will have something to say about
yes,
it.
They would.
The real answer,
but it would
is,
go right up to that Lions game. Lions game starts at 12:30. It would be like, boop, perfect.
The real answer is punt the third game altogether. But now I got to pick one: night game or morning game.
Yeah, that's
night
what would you rather?
I'm already watching my Macy's Day Parade. I'm watching the dog show. You don't like the dog show? Keep.
I
now,
love
watch
the dog
that.
Show. I can watch both.
I kind of get upset when football starts and cuts off the end of the dog show.
Yeah,
usually
true.
The Cavaliers out by then.
But then they usually have an awesome halftime show.
If the Cavaliers still in, I'm like, I'm not ready for football yet. I got to see if the Cavs can
win. I like when the big fellas come out, and they never win, but like, here comes your St. Bernard and your Newfoundland, and those guys are just so happy to be there, and they always lose to a poodle, and you're like, rigged.
Yeah.
Rigged every year.
Yeah.
But here comes the working class, and these guys come around the corner. They're enormous dogs.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is the dog. This is the Neapolitan Mastiff.
Yeah.
You saw him in Harry Potter.
That's a nice one.
Love that guy.
Yeah, Charles is in the toy category. He doesn't typically.
Toy?
He doesn't typically win that category, no.
I don't know what Harrow
he has.
Would be.
I mean, the Cavaliers come out of that before.
Harrow is so many different kinds of dogs.
he could
participate in every single one, I think.
Like, here he's every category.
Like, how is he a Border Collie and a Chow and an Australian Shepherd? Like, he's all these
things. That's what he is.
He's a maniac.
Honestly, you don't want to know the details. The details are pretty gross. You would not want to know that.
The only dog that needs a 23andMe.
Yeah, seriously. They'd be like, so his grandfather?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
It's fine. He's fine. It's a popular mix, though. I see a lot of dogs that look like him, but nobody really knows what the hell he is. It's a variety of things.
Okay.
A morning game.
Night game is morning. The answer. Okay.
Bill, break the tie on that?
Night.
There you go.
Damn it, Bill.
In your face.
Nick, break the tie on that?
Night.
Damn it.
Terp?
Yes, Terp when he gets
Terp.
To it. Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
Would you rather turkey remain the center of Thanksgiving dinner or switch to chicken?
See, I'm not in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anti-turkey. People hate turkey. They're like, oh, the worst part of Thanksgiving is the turkey. I like turkey. I'm fine with turkey. I don't celebrate it 365 days of the year, but knowing that you get a nice big old turkey on Thanksgiving,
that's what makes it great.
Thank you.
The one day special. If I was eating turkey 7 days a week.
Yeah, I eat chicken probably 7 days a week.
Pretty close.
I eat a lot of chicken.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm the man. I eat a lot of chicken. No, but turkey, I'm good with turkey.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to eat it often, but right. The one day a year, turkey. I wouldn't want to replace that with chicken. It's just every other day then.
Big bird.
And literally every day. Cat.
Plus, there's so many bells and whistles.
Earmuffs out there, cat. Yeah, oh, no, there's so many nice things.
Stuff it.
It's like, there's a little too much chicken in my household these days. It's nice to mix that up.
Yeah,
it's nice
to
mix
it
up.
So I'm good with that. I look forward to it even.
Same.
Dare I say, I'm excited for a week from Thursday.
Would you rather?
Yeah, please.
Hang on,
what do you mean?
Is it the next one?
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
White or dark meat?
Oh, dark.
Dark.
Not close.
When people go.
Pile up the dark.
When people go, oh, turkey's dry, I go, well, try some dark meat.
The dark meat's not.
You moron.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting there eating the whole leg, just sitting there at the table, chowing down the leg.
Oh, the turkey's too dry? Why don't you try the other pile of meat there? Somebody
gravy on
is
it.
Soaked. Throw gravy on there. Get some cranberry sauce on there. You moron. Okay, what else?
Yeah.
Would you rather attend the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade or New Year's Rockin' Eve?
Oh, those are both bad.
These both sound like hell on earth. Ooh. I think the New Year's Eve one is worse.
Yes.
So I would rather the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is usually probably pretty cold, but you're not there as long.
Right.
The New Year's thing, every year when you see that, you see those people packed in like sardines. They got to just pee their pants, I guess. There's nowhere for you to go. And then all you're waiting for is either like a bad band to play and then the ball drops and you're like, this year will be different than last. And it won't be.
Nope.
Whereas Thanksgiving, you're like, at least here comes the Woody the Woodpecker float. Oh, here's Bluey. Here's Sonic.
No, you might get hit by a float.
Look, I agree with you.
Well, sewn into the pants.
Yeah, bald boys.
Now, look, I agree with you, but to play devil's advocate.
Okay, please.
At least at Rockin' New Year's Eve, you're getting like some good musical acts.
Some.
No offense to the Macy's Day Parade, but like I can only watch so many Broadway acts out there with like high schoolers dancing around. I can only watch so many of those.
It is a few
where I'm like, boy, I am real sick of this.
What, but you don't like the lip synced verses from the one pop star that shows up?
That's not bad.
At least I'm getting something on my Rockin' New Year's Eve.
She's the third lead on the latest Disney Junior show. You're like, what the hell?
Here's Mariah Carey for the 40th year in a row.
The real answer is the Thanksgiving Day Parade because
you're done by noon, right?
Well, yeah, not only that, though. Yeah. It's probably the same amount of people, but New Year's
spaced
Eve is
out.
Clustered in one place, and I'm sure it's very busy on the route, but it is spaced out over, you know, blocks and blocks and blocks. Like, I feel like I would have a little bit more personal space. Not a ton more, but a little more personal space at the Macy's Day Parade.
I don't think there's a worse thing than the New Year's Eve in New York City.
Seems pretty bad.
I would rather
cold,
do anything else.
Cold. You're out there the whole time.
You know, me, I don't mind the cold.
Well, that's true. Colder than Thanksgiving, though, is my point. I'd be chillier.
But you
that.
Can't, like, leave your spot. And then, like, so are you drinking or are you not drinking? Like, you just stand in there in the cold with strangers? And then for nothing. There's no payoff.
I wouldn't think.
The Thanksgiving parade, though, I bet if you went with your kid and they saw like cool floats go by, they might at least enjoy that a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't, but the kid might.
I would not. No, I'd be over it pretty quickly, quite frankly.
But then, like you said, you have a little bit more personal space and it's over. Because those people, they always interview them at the New Year's thing and they're like, hey, where you from? The guy's like, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I've been here since 6 a.m. Thursday.
Yeah,
you're like, why?
Oh, that sounds awful.
Why?
What do you do with your normal
life? Because we love
hour?
New Year's.
You're like, okay, great. Best part of the dog show, says the text line, is Jay Peterman is the host.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, the other guy.
Peterman, I think, from Natick.
Is he?
I think so.
I have questions about the other guy. Did he go to PC? I think he went to, I think he's a Providence guy.
Oh, he might be. Yeah, he's a local guy.
I have questions about the other guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, how
I always, I'm always kind of making sure he has enough space from the dogs.
It'll never top Best in Show when that movie is so good. It's like a perfect movie. And then you get to the actual dog show and Fred Willard's the color commentator. And it's one of the best characters in the last 25 years.
Okay. Well, that's Would You Rather. We will get to some of the best shows. Not Best in Show, but some of the best shows in the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk.
Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.